This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm James Hattori, and these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
I'm retiring from the sport of track and field, a sport which I deeply love. I recognize that by saying that I'm deeply sorry, it might not be enough and sufficient to address the pain and the hurt that I've caused you.
You do admit that Blackwater personnel have shot and killed innocent civilians, don't you?
No, sir. I disagree with that. I think there's been times when guys are using defensive force to protect themselves, to protect the package they're trying to get away from danger. There could be ricochets. There are traffic accidents. Yes, this is war.
Blackwater, we have to question in this hearing whether it created a shadow military of mercenary forces that are not accountable to the United States government or to anyone else. Blackwater appears to have fostered a culture of shoot first and sometimes kill and then ask the questions.
Every life, whether American or Iraqi, is precious. I stress to the committee and to the American public, however, that I believe we acted appropriately at all times.
I have put this program in place for a reason, and that is to better protect the American people. And when we find somebody who may have information regarding a potential attack on America, you bet we're going to detain them. And you bet we're going to question them.
I was beaten, shackled, spat at, kicked, punched, stripped naked, left in isolation, sometimes naked, hogtied. I signed the confession because I was terrified of being executed. I was terrified of being held there for decades on end.
I've been allowed in 3 times now, and each time I've been allowed to see the senior general and Aung San Suu Kyi, and in the last visit, so allowed to see her twice. So that gives me some encouragement that perhaps, you know, there may be an opening there.
We want someone who is more a representative of the people. Not dictated by any foreign power.
You mean that Pakistan needs new
political
leaders?
Yes, a new
political leader,
that's right. For the last 60 years, the same political parties, the same families of the political party are coming, and we know what they're doing.
The majority, vast majority, have voted for me, and therefore that result is the result. Thank you very much.